Support for the Source Podcast comes from UT Health San Antonio, South Texas' largest academic research institution, where what is discovered in its labs translates into life-changing patient care. More at groundbreakingresearch.org. This program is recorded from an earlier live broadcast.
Welcome back to The Source on Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. It was a year ago that Hamas terrorists attacked Israeli civilians, and that triggered the war in Gaza. Since then, Israeli response has been brutal and overwhelming. A new Frontline documentary tells the harrowing first-person stories of Israelis and Palestinians living through this unprecedented year of violence. We're joined by award-winning director Robin Barnwell. He is the director of A Year of War, Israelis and Palestinians, that premieres tonight on PBS and on their accompanying streaming platforms. And Robin, welcome to The Source.
Thank you, David. Nice to be here.
This is a story I think many people would say is impossible to tell, because whatever you say, somebody's going to accuse you of being one-sided. How do you go about that?
Yes, well, thank you for the sympathy on that one. It is a very tricky film to tell, but I think I was in Ukraine at the time of when October the 7th happened. And a lot of the news media obviously rushed to Israel at that time to tell the story of the horrors of October the 7th and what had happened on that day in Israel, the most, you know, greatest loss of life of Jews since the Second World War, and in one single day. And I was concentrating on the film in Ukraine, but then I wanted to come to Israel and tell the story of October the 7th. But when I arrived there, it became obviously very clear that the focus had then shifted over to the war in Gaza. And I felt it was very important to sort of humanize those who'd been caught up in the violence on both sides. It was not trying to sort of look at moral equivalence. It was like trying to look at, the bring out the humanity of victims, find relatable, sympathetic characters who people would listen to, whatever their own perspective on history and events. And that seemed to be an important focus. I mean, obviously, it's been, you're open to criticism on both sides, covering the subject. It's got a long history, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. This last year happens to be the most violent in that conflict. And I felt that, in a sense, that you wanted to, some people have focused on films just looking at what's happening in Gaza. Some people have looked at what's happened on October the 7th and the hostage crisis. I felt that, Israelis and Palestinians, they live in, close, pretty much the same place as each other. They're both sides are not going away and not going anywhere, as one of the contributors in the film says. So it's important to understand how October the 7th and the war in Gaza has changed perspectives of, Israelis and Palestinians about each other. And that is going to, influence and inform what happens in that region for decades to come.
In the storytelling, we just stick to people who are directly impacted by the violence. And we don't hear from government officials. We don't hear from Hamas. We don't hear from any of these people that would try to provide some sort of explanation for why they did what they did. That, it seems like when you are on the wrong end, on the receiving end of the bombs and the attacks and everything else, I guess doesn't really matter anymore. You're just trying to get through it. Is that what you're trying to highlight?
I think yes. I mean, we do cover, this is a film that only doesn't have any narration. It's the voices of those, who are caught up in the violence. Obviously, people have political opinions. All wars are political to a certain degree. Those people caught in the violence do talk about, their reflections on each side, and they do intimate what they think about, the government or the other side. Obviously, Hamas. Clearly, Hamas terrorists or Israelis talk about that day and what they think of, Hamas and how they feel that Hamas is continuing to say that October the 7th, they would do it again if they get the chance. And you know, even those Israelis from those that region which was attacked, many Israelis in that area, in the kibbutzim, regard, you know, were in favor of a two-state solution, were very much more pro-peace than maybe some others are. So you know, they talk about their views on that, and they also talk about how October the 7th changed those views. So, you know, they do talk, but they don't really get into the sort of nitty gritty of Israeli politics or any of that, and nor do the Palestinians. They talk about, we have Palestinians talking about how Hamas basically does what it wants, how it doesn't give a voice. It's certainly not a democratic organization after it sort of seized control in 2006. It certainly hasn't since then given anyone an opportunity to have a free vote on whether Palestinians in Gaza want Hamas to be controlling Gaza or not. So we do reflect sort of views and political opinions, but it's not really about that, as you say. It's more about, you know, looking at Israelis and Palestinians, ordinary people living in the region, and how they have been impacted by the violence, and what that's meant to them, and how that's kind of changed their views.
We're going to listen to a voicemail. Also, our phone number is 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK, if you want to call in with a question or a comment. Let's give a listen to this voicemail.
Hi, this is Kevin. I think it's very important to share the stories of Palestinians affected by this war. I think we need more of this in mainstream news media. You know, personally, I think we should care about the welfare of civilians equally, regardless of nationality. So, you know, I don't think the killing of Palestinian civilians is an appropriate response to the killing of Israeli civilians. Anyway, looking forward to watching the documentary, and thank you for bringing attention to this issue. Thanks. Bye.
So the issue brought up there, it's like, so the killing of Palestinian civilians is not justified because there was the killing of Israeli civilians. But what would then, I mean, I guess the appropriate response would be just to go after Hamas and those terrorists, but would that even be possible?
Well, I mean, you hear from people in the documentary, I mean, there's one Israeli who she's very much in favor of actually meeting people, the as she calls them, terrorists who kidnapped her husband and her son. Her husband's still missing. Her son was returned. I mean, she says very, very clearly that, you know, that she would you know, she would like to meet these people, but she feels that, you know, Israel is in a fight for its life, an existential fight. But she's very deeply hurt by, you know, looking at the human suffering in Gaza. You know, one of the characters is was impacted by violence in Nova, the festival, the music festival, in which hundreds of Israelis lost their lives at the hands of Hamas fighters. I mean, he actually then, having survived the Nova attack, joined his reserve unit in the Israeli Defense Forces and then went into Gaza to actually fight. And, you know, his perspective is that, you know, Hamas, you know, hides behind civilians. It's, you know, uses schools and hospitals in which to fight from. And so, you know, there's very, very difficult to distinguish between, you know, what he says are terrorists and civilians. Now, you know, that obviously Gaza is a very small, you know, strip enclave. 2.3 million people, some of the most densely populated areas of the world in terms of humans living in these refugee camps. 200,000 refugees came there in 1948 and 1947-48. So yes, I mean, you know, these perspectives are talked about by the contributors in the film.
The film, the version I saw, I don't know if this is going to be in the final cut that airs tonight, we see some grim views of bodies in the rubble, and we see something that you don't normally see on your TV screen at home. Is that what people are going to see, and why did you decide to leave that in or take that out?
Well, obviously, it's very difficult. I mean, you know, the shocking scenes of the footage from October the 7th and the shocking scenes from the war in Gaza. I mean, it's very difficult to broadcast these images. I mean, you have to, you know, there has to be some sort of taste regulation and some sort of, you know, with public service broadcasting or any broadcasting, we have to have standards in what we show. I mean, I've gone as far as, or maybe beyond, what some people might deem acceptable, but I think the violence has been so sort of savage and so appalling, and the impact on civilians, both Israeli and Palestinian, has been so horrifying that I felt you did need to kind of show some of this horror in order to get just to sort of fully kind of comprehend how this and what this year of unprecedented violence between Israelis and Palestinians looks like.
So if you were to, you know, hide that, you wouldn't be doing a service to the viewers. You wanted them to see the full horror of the war in Gaza.
Yeah, so, and I also wanted to highlight, I mean, what our contributors are saying. There's one contributor who's who was the head of surgery at the Indonesian hospital. That's a hospital in northern Gaza. That's the name of the hospital. And that hospital was impacted by the fighting. And basically there was some shells that ended up.
You get a real feel for ward. For being there during bombardment. I mean, of course, it's nothing like actually being there, but this is the closest I've seen in it reproduced in the medium. We're going to take a break here. We're going to come back in 1 minute. We'll continue our conversation talking about a year of war, Israelis and Palestinians. Premieres tonight on PBS stations, and it will also be online on their streaming platforms. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio. We'll be right back. Listening to The Source on Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. Tonight on PBS, Frontline documentary series shows us a year of war, Israelis and Palestinians. This is a brutal look from the ground on what it was like on October 7th and then the year afterwards in Gaza as Israel retaliated, went after trying to find Hamas. So according to Netanyahu, trying to eliminate Hamas. And how this impacted people on the ground there. We're speaking with the director, Robin Barnwell. And Robin, you see in the documentary how these types of events change people. That they definitely are hardened by these events that they've endured or that they've seen, that they've survived. That seems to be one of the takeaways from watching this incredible documentary.
Yes, I mean, you know, Gali, for example, one of the Israelis we featured, whose 18-year-old daughter was killed and husband kidnapped by Hamas, still being held and fate unknown. She says, Israel, for her, her grandparents were Holocaust survivors. You know, as far as she was concerned, Israel was supposed to be the safe haven. She grew up, and then moved to a kibbutz. For her, as I said, she was in favor of a two-state solution. She felt, that she wanted to give rights to Palestinians, to have the Palestinians have their own state. But now she's kind of worried and feels traumatized and worried that, she puts it, if there is two states, then one of those states, if it was, say, run by Hamas or a militant Palestinian organization, might just want to continue to destroy the other state. And that's, so her view has changed on that. Then you do hear from others in the documentary that there is some hope in the sense that, two of the characters, Bathsheva, who I mentioned, whose husband is still being held in Gaza, fate unknown, her son was released, her 12-year-old son released back into Israel as one part of the early hostage deal. She's very much, as said, wanting to see that there should be some sort of solution, because she doesn't want her children to go through another cycle of violence that she experienced herself, and nor in the sense does Ibrahim. But I mean, but from both her perspective, and her perspective, as I said, if Hamas remains in control in Gaza, then peace is not possible. Ibrahim, the Palestinian photographer we feature in Gaza, who's not pro-Hamas, but he feels that the current Israeli government, there can be no peace, between Palestinians and Israelis with the current Israeli government, which he regards as extreme. So it's brought out strong views on each side, but also we've tried to sort of include those perspectives and views and changing perspectives as well.
Let's go to a caller. Our number is 833-877-8255. We have Sean, and Sean, you're on the air.
Yes, even with the deep divisions that we're having right now, with our own political thing, I would hope that your guest could explain to me the deep hatred these people have for each other. I mean, it's not just political. It seems something else. Is it a religious thing? Is it? I just can't fathom it. I mean, they just, I don't understand how they can treat each other this way.
All right, Sean, thank you for the call. Robin?
Well, yes, thank you. I mean, there's obviously a very long, deep and complicated history, yeah, which I can't sort of cover all bases here. But I mean, I suppose what I would say is that the October the 7th, Hamas attack on Israel, for most Israelis was a defining moment in their nation's history. You know, it triggers the historic trauma of persecution and the Holocaust and the violence that occurred and the attacks that they've received over the years from Arab nations and the internal attacks as well. That's going to shape their outlook for decades. So it's just made it a lot worse. But of course, for Palestinians, looking back, the events of the last year has triggered again a historic trauma of what they call the Nakba, when 700,000 Palestinians fled or were expelled from their homes and land as the State of Israel was created and the Arab-Israeli War ignited in 1948. And, just going back to Sean's point, I mean, I've been going to the region for quite some time, a few decades, but I've never seen both sides psychologically further from each other than ever. And that's the kind of the tragedy of it. And in fact, if you hear the perspectives of both Israelis and Palestinians talking about each other, they again see a whole, they talk about a whole new era that's come in as a result of a whole new mindset that's come in as a result of October the 7th and the last year of the war in Gaza. So the film is trying to sort of look at that and also to say that this is a defining moment in history for Israel and Israeli and Palestinian communities.
We do get a look at man's inhumanity to man, what people are capable of when pushed to the limit. Not pretty, and this should serve as a warning for people who think that war can be glorious and good things can come from it, because it's the people on the ground, it's the families, it's the children that pay the price. Thank you for recording this, documenting. I'm sure this has been tough on you, Robin. I appreciate you doing the hard work. Robin Barnwell is the director of the new PBS documentary, airs tonight, A Year of War, Israelis and Palestinians, on PBS stations. Thank you so much.
Thank you, David.
Source continues after this break. We're going to do some pitching for a pledge drive. Stay with us.